Demai, Paragvav Mishnah Beis, Hachoicher Sodom and Ovid Kechavim, Maser Venoisin Lo. So now this case is a person that leases a field from a non-Jew. In the previous Mishnah, we said that you do not have to take Trumas and Mises off. Here, you have to. You have to take off everything and give it to him. So now, this is going to deter Jewish people from working these lands and leasing these lands and paying back the owner a specific amount. And by doing this, by deterring this from happening, they're going to diminish the value of these fields and they're going to force the non-Jews to sell it. So in other words, we had in the previous Mishnah that an Aris, a sharecropper, there we wanted to encourage that because we didn't want the fields to go totally foul when a non-Jew owned them. But we still wanted them to sell them and get rid of them. We did not want fields, obviously, to stay in the hands of non-Jews of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we encouraged Aresis on one point to make sure that the lands don't get destroyed. But at the same time, we also have to make sure and try to get these lands back. So we made it very expensive for a person working the field that he'd have to take off Trumas and Mises and only then give his portion to a lease. Now, why did they do it? Why did they choose a lease that they should be machmer on a lease to make it very expensive and deter people from working the land, and they were not as machmer? Why did they choose this one over the other? On a resis, they were mekel. So the answer is because the Mefarshim explained that a non-Jew would prefer to have a setup where he just gets a set payment in a lease. He doesn't have to worry about it, I guess. Doesn't matter if it's a bad season, he still gets paid back the same amount. So therefore, we chose to make a lease harder and more expensive, and it would encourage him to sell it. Same thing, if a person would not just be a choicher, but he's a kablon, he's a sharecropper, he has a specific contract with the owner, but it was a field that his fathers once had, but the non-Jews stole it from his father. So in this case, he can even be a sharecropper, and we still say that he has to take off meisters here. And we make it expensive for him to stay as a sharecropper. Because like the Rav explains, his field is very precious to him because it's his ancestral field. And he's going to be really upset if it's going to be more expensive for him to work the field of his parents more than any other field that exists in Eretz Yisrael. And it's going to encourage him to buy it back from the non-Jew. So that's why we're machmer, even by a sharecropper in this case. And the Rav says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't find that Tanakhama argues with him either.